CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 24th of April 2016. Here are the main news headlines. Tim Peake contact on Monday, operating at the Olympics, club calendar error in Radcom. The next planned school contact with Tim Peake on the ISS is tomorrow, Monday the 25th of April, from the Derby High School in Bury at 12.02 UTC. This contact will be webcast on the Aris Principia website, and Tim's transmissions will be audible over most of Western Europe on the usual downlink frequency 145.8 megs. Thanks to the Brazilian Amateur Radio League, Labre, radio amateurs who will visit Brazil for the 2016 Rio Olympic Games will be able to get on the air easily. During August and September, any foreign amateur will be able to operate in Brazil, regardless of whether there's a reciprocal arrangement. No IARP or CPT license is necessary and no fees are required. You just need to send a scan of your passport, identification pages and license, a list of the cities you intend to operate in and when, plus an email address to executiva@labre.org.br. We'd like to make you aware that the club events calendar printed in the May edition of Radcom is incorrect. Due to a clerical error, the February information was repeated. A revised version of the affiliated club's newsletter for May 2016 has been sent out to clubs, and the electronic versions of Radcom on the RSGB website will be issued with errata bearing the correct information. The Radcom editorial team apologises for any inconvenience this error may cause and has taken steps to reduce the chances of the same thing happening again. Following arrangement with the RSGB board, management on the Islands on the Air programme has transitioned to Islands Radio Awards Limited, a new not-for-profit company. This entity will assume full responsibility for all aspects of the programme, which it will run in partnership with the Society. The company has been registered in the names of its current directors, Roger Ballester, G3KMA, and Stanley, G4XXI, and a full board of directors will be established. The new company is fully committed to completing the paperless QSLing project that will allow electronic confirmation of contacts, and no significant policy changes are anticipated. On Monday the 25th, Anzac Day remembers those who died in the 1915 in the fighting at Gallipoli. To commemorate this, amateurs in New Zealand and Australia will be on the bands using the same older modes once employed by radio operators in the military. This AM and CW event has become a popular annual Anzac Day activity, with those participating using older crystal lock transceivers or former military radios. Statutory Instrument 2016 number 426, the Wireless Telegraphy Control of Interference from Apparatus Regulations 2016 are now in effect. This is a brief summary in the May. There is a brief summary in the May Radcom, and in June there'll be a longer article from the EMC committee. The legislation can be led at www.legislation.gov.uk/2016/426. The RSGB board is embarking on a review of the Society's strategic vision and goals, and a member with group facilitation skills is sought to work with the board and others during the process. Please contact the General Manager via gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk if you're able to assist. The QSL Bureau is pleased to welcome Andy Hood, GM7GDE, as the new volunteer for GM 4 to 8 series cards. Our thanks go to Tom Wiley, GM4FDM, the retiring manager, for his help in ensuring a smooth transition. For details, see the RSGB website. 25 used ex-BBC local car radio cars are being sold on behalf of the BBC by Cambridge Broadcast. These have a professional technical installation of a pneumatic mast. Vehicles are all Peugeot-based, either 806 or 807 models, and ages range from 2001 to 2006. Most have technical battery fit-outs with split charging from engine and external mains input, with 19-inch equipment racks and audio monitoring. Details are on the cambridgebroadcast.com website. Now, for details of rallies and events in the coming week, the Ripon and District ARS Rally takes place today, the 24th, at the Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, HG42PT. Doors open 10 a.m, entry costing £2. See www.ripon.org.uk. Today, the 24th, the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally will be held at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge. CB226RN. Car parking is free at the venue, which also has disabled facilities. Doors open 9:30, admission £2, talking station on the air. There'll be trade stands, a car boot area, bring and buy, and RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site, and this year sees new caterers booked. Contact Lawrence, M0LCM, 07941972724. The Dambusters Hamfest takes place on the 1st of May at Thorpe Camp Museum, Tattershall, Thorpe, near Coningsby, Lincolnshire, LN44PE. The venue is all on one level and doors open at 10 a.m. Admission £3, includes entry to the museum. Hot food will be available in addition to the NAFI. This is mainly an outdoor rally, but some limited spaces available indoors with a small charge for tables. More information, email tony.nightingale@yahoo.co.uk. Dartmoor Radio Club Rally will take place on the 2nd of May at Tavistock College, Crowndale Road, Tavistock, Devon, PL198DD. This venue has free car parking as well as disabled facilities, but please note there's no talking station. Doors open 10:30 with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. £2 to get in. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy special interest groups. Catering available on site. Contact Roger Han, 2E0RPH, on 01822 840723. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of Radcom or GB2RS News or on the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Also on Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest takes place on the 2.3 gigs bands and up, running from 1900 to 2130 UTC and using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EICC takes place for an hour between 2000 and 2100 UTC, using CW only, the exchange is your four-character locator only. I'm sorry, that last item was in the wrong place. I'll pick it up later. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Doug VK4ADX will operate holiday style from Norfolk Island from the 23rd of April to the 2nd of May. While there, he'll use the call sign VK9NU and will be on SSB only. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Elvira IV3FSG will be active from the Democratic Republic of Congo. For 1 month, she'll be operating SSB Ritian PSK31 on 8 to 10 metres. Her call sign will be 9Q0HQ-1 from the 22nd to the 30th of April and 9Q0HQ from the 1st to the 22nd of May. QSLIK3GES, log search on club log. Koji JI1LET will be active as JD1BOI from Chichijima AS031 Ogasarawa from the 26th of April to the 6th of May. He'll operate in CWSSB RITI on 80 to 6 metres QSL J1LET Director Bureau. Andre DL1AS, Martin DM4IM and Erwin DK4BX will be active from Belize as V31DL, V31M and V31BX from the 20th of April to the 20th of May, QSL V3V via V31BZ, others via home calls and logbook of the world. Mike VO10K will be active in Belize as V31OK. He starts on the 25th of April from Belize City, then moves to Ambergris K, NA073 from the 28th of April to the 3rd of May, QSL home call. GS0NWM will be operated by Bob M0KLO, Glenn G0SBN and Chris GM3WOJ from the Isle of Barra, that's EU010, between the 24th of April and the 30th. Locator is IO67GA, which is WAB NF71. They'll be active on 8 to 10 metres CWSSB and digital, QSL M0URX OQRS. Andy M1LOL and Ray M1REK will be operators as MM1LOL from the Isle of Muck, EU008, from the 1st to the 7th of May. Look out for them 8 to 10 metres SSB and data. Now the special event news, South Essex ARS will operate GB2BOX today, the 24th, from the 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at RAF Boxted Airfield Museum, Langham Lane, Langham in Essex, CO45NW, for Airfields on the Air. Admission to the museum is £3, accompanied children are free. Ballymena ARG will operate a station at the Shane Castle Steam Traction Rally on the 1st and 2nd of May. This will be a station in the Castles and Stately Homes on the Air award scheme. The Traction Rally takes place at Shane's Castle, Randallstown Road, Antrim, BT414NE. Contact Hugh Canoan, GI0JEV, on 028-2587-1481. Now for the contest news, the SPDX RITI contest sends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 24th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with SP stations sending their province code as well. Today, the 24th, the Bartag Sprint 75 runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using 75 board RITI only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just the serial number. On Tuesday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes. The exchange is the usual signal report, serial number, and a locator. Also on Tuesday, this is the bit I read in the wrong order, I'll say it again. Also on Tuesday, SHF UK activity contest takes place on the 2.3 gigs bands and up, running from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EICC takes place for an hour between 2000 and 2100 UTC, using CW only. The exchange is your four-character locator only. Good, so we're back in the right place. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. It's been a week of mixed HF propagation, good at times, not good at others. The solar flux index declined from 102 on Sunday to 83 on Thursday, as only one lonely little sunspot remained visible. The K index, which is the three-hourly measure of geomagnetic disturbance due to incoming plasma from the sun, has also risen and fallen, starting off at 4 last Sunday and declining to 1 at times during the week. Looking ahead, the solar flux index is predicted to be between 85 and 98. According to the US Air Force, rising a sunspot 2533 comes into play over the next few days. It's bad news on the geomagnetic disturbance front. The Solar Dynamics Observatory's extreme ultraviolet image shows a massive coronal hole looking straight at us on Thursday. The associated high-speed solar wind stream from this may hit the Earth on Saturday, just in time for International Marconi Day. NOAA predicts the K index could rise to 4 in the early hours of Saturday morning, tailing off to 2 by late afternoon. This may not bode well for HF propagation. Unsettled conditions are expected to continue until the 26th of April, with isolated active periods likely. Most quiet conditions are expected from the 27th to the 28th of April. Now the VHF and up propagation, after some high pressure during last week, produced a little bit of tropo for stations in the north of England. We are returning to low pressure over the North Sea. This may eventually drift across southern England later in the week. The result is a return to cool northerly wind and means that April showers will continue to be the theme this week, and hence give options for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Last week, sporadic E was reported on 10 metres and 6 metres, and with the continued presence of a jet stream blowing down across the UK into southern Europe, there's plenty of scope for further sporadic E this coming week. The 2016 Lyrids meteor shower has passed its peak, so it's back to random meteor scatter contacts in the early mornings. Over the next few years, the moon is entering a phase when high declination is combined with the moon being at perigee or closest to the Earth. This means long high elevation moon windows will occur when path lost is at its lowest, improving EME conditions. This week lowest declination occurs on Wednesday, so expect short moon passes in the early hours of the morning. And that's it for this week from the Propagation News, and that's it also from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.